The Winooski River flooded the Waterbury office complex when Tropical Storm Irene rammed through the state 2 years ago. Some 1,500 employees were forced to relocate. In the 2 years since, a redesign plan for the complex has been completed. A majority of the buildings must be demolished. Standing in front of one of the oldest buildings on the grounds, Governor Peter Shumlin announced that funding is forthcoming from FEMA that will fulfill state officials' promise to rebuild the complex.
Through the combined funding of FEMA and our insurance policy, Vermont will be receiving $90 million, or roughly half of the money needed, to rebuild this complex to a state-of-the-art office complex that's going to serve this state for many years to come. The total eligible cost for the project is roughly $120 million that will be drawing down an overall cost. This is a great development for us and is going to allow us to meet the promise of ensuring that we get every single dollar that we deserve from the federal government to help us in our time of need.
Senator Patrick Leahy recalled that his parents owned the Waterbury Record before he was born, and his wife once trained at the state hospital that flooded during the storm.
Waterbury suffered a very hard hit from Irene. Unless you live here and spend time here, you may not realize it, but more than 1,500 state workers were scattered. Dozens of homes and businesses were submerged, and now we can announced a full restoration program.
FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate emphasized that the overall goal is to rebuild better in the face of climate change.
This construction, this demolition, this isn't the end. It may be the beginning of the end. We still got a lot of work to do the full recovery from Irene and the other disasters. But this is a good investment for all taxpayers, because in the future, when the next disaster occurs, and unfortunately, there will be a next disaster. The EOC, state buildings, the hospital will no longer be in the floodplain. They're elevated. That's a good investment anytime for a federal taxpayer. And we're not done. Got a long ways to go.
After the speeches, the officials and observers gathered by the construction fence to watch the governor, senator, and administrator signal construction workers to begin demolition. Vermont Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott.
I recall 2 years ago, almost to the day, when I walked through this facility, and I knew we had a long road ahead of us. But this is great news for the region, for Waterbury, and the state in general. We finally have a plan, we have the resources, and we can get going.
Reconstruction will preserve the historic nature of the 13 core buildings that will remain. They will be elevated above the 500-year flood level and will be energy efficient. 19 buildings will be removed. About 1,200 employees are expected to return to the complex in late 2015. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.